Hey, Warren. Are you all right?
Yeah.
Do you mind if I walk with you for a while?
I'd like that.
Where are you going to sleep tonight?
Don't know. The park?
You could sleep with me at my place.
I don't know.
It's the Halloween carnival Robert mentioned. Let's go, Warren.
No, I don't like carnivals.
I won't take no for an answer, Warren.
Them monsters. Judge for yourself. Four troubled individuals seeking to overcome their inner demons. Episode 6, A Night at the Carnival.
Come on, Warren. Let's go behind the statue. Do you see anybody? Okay, let's change.
Change? What do you mean? You're naked.
No, I've got scales covering the good stuff. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't think. Can you change on command?
If it's not the full moon, then I have no choice.
Come on, Warren. We are going to have clean, old-fashioned, all-American fun tonight. The faster you change, the faster it can start. Immensely, come on.
Oh god, those kids over there, the Dracula and the Wicked Witch, they're staring at us. They know, Penny, they know.
Calm down, Warren.
Oh, wow, that Wolfman costume is so amazing. That hair looks perfect. How did you do that?
And your demon outfit.
Succubus.
Aha! That explains the sluttiness. I love the red makeup on your skin. How did you get it so smooth and even? My green skin looks so smeared and splashy. And those wings? I don't see any straps. Are you two professionals?
Huh?
You got us. We work for a movie studio out west. We started putting these on like 5 hours ago. But it's so worth it, don't you think?
Certainly, darling. Enjoy the carnival.
What just happened?
Halloween just happened. Oh, look, caramel apples.
Let's go see them again.
Hey, demon chick, great costume. Come on, let's go get lost in the corn maze together. Shut it, Mike. I'm talking to the lady here.
I'm with this guy here. Stuff it.
Hey, come on. I can show you a way better time than the bearded lady there.
I said beat it.
Okay, bitch.
Now where were we? Oh yes, you were going to win me a stuffed animal. Over there, Warren.
Knock over the milk bottles and win a prize.
Okay, here goes.
And the Wolfman is a winner. Congratulations, pick your prize.
Go ahead, Penny.
Ooh, that plush vampire bat.
There you are. Enjoy the carnival.
Thanks, Warren. Hey, let's go into that mirror maze.
Sure.
Oh, wow. It's not just a maze. These are funhouse mirrors.
What's the point of something that's just there to get lost in?
The point isn't to get lost. The point is to find your way out. Hopefully with a friend.
Oh. I think we need to go left here.
I never really liked funhouse mirrors. They make me look so weird.
You could never look less than perfect.
Why, Mr. Werewolf, are you trying to seduce me? Thank you. Well, it looks like we found our way out thanks to that snout of yours.
Hey, strong man.
What?
Wolf man.
Me?
Yes, you. Come over here. Hit the bell and prove what a mighty champion you must be. Impress your lady friend. Be the envy of your peers.
No thanks.
Go on, Warren. It's not a trip to the carnival without hitting something with a mallet.
Listen to the pretty woman, man. Succumb to the peer pressure.
All right, you asked for it, buddy. Give me the hammer.
Holy crap! You broke the bell!
Well, this has been a good night. Let's go back to my place, Warren.
Really?
Well, I can't let a friend just sleep in the park.
Hey, baby. Ditch the carpet monster here and ride the meat train.
Can't you see she's with someone right now?
Hey, flea bait. This is an A-B conversation. See your way out before you get neutered.
If you don't back off, so help me, they will never find your body.
Jeez, chillax, buddy. Just kidding. Happy Halloween, you two.
My hero. A little too much, but I love it all the same.
I've never done that before. Huh. How far a walk to your apartment?
Let's just take a cab. Look, there's a couple parked by the street side.
This building is very nice.
I like it. Lived here for a little over a year now.
What do you do for a living?
Believe it or not, I'm an accountant. This is my floor. Come on.
Accountant? That seems like a strange job for a succubus.
Would you have preferred porn star?
Yes. Damn it.
Loosen up, Warren. I do that stuff from time to time. I should have specified. I'm an accountant for an adult video production company.
Oh? What's it like?
Hold on. I just want to quickly check my messages.
End of messages.
That's it.
Everything okay?
I'm not really in the mood to talk about myself anymore, Warren.
Well then, what do you want to do?
How about this?
What, Penny?
Come on, Warren. We've already had clean, old-fashioned, all-American fun tonight. Now let's nix the clean and old-fashioned.
Lead the way.
Message after the beep, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thank you.
It seems Halloween is Warren's lucky night. Ben wants Penny to stop sleeping around. Apparently, werewolves don't count. This episode of Inner Demons was written by Eric Lauren. Our cast featured Larissa Perrin as Penny, George Burnett as Warren, Evan Wofsonaker as Robert, plus the talents of John Pagano, Gregory Kryeski, Ella Rakowski, Robert McCarthy, Mark A. Child, Eric Pabramski, Tony Malishok, David Sparacio, Andrea Quintana, and John Pagano. Inner Demons was directed by Gregory Kryeski, assistant director David Sparacio.
Music composed by Hannah Liberty.
Post-production by Jay Cassidy, technical director Eric Pabramski. Next time, Episode 7, Whip Dog Becomes Mad Dog.
This program was produced for Columbia College Chicago School of Media Arts, Radio Department, Barbara Calabrese Chair, and WCRX-FM, the student-run radio station of Columbia College Chicago.